This episode is brought to you by Untuckit. Visit untuckit.com and use code CADCAST for 20% off your first order.
Guest episode number 628. I'm your host GBD here in my house just like you, and as always we're joined by Wombat, who's also in his house just like you. Wombat.
Yes,
I didn't plan any intro, can you just tell?
Yeah, I know, that's fine. We're all, I mean, it's not like you haven't had all the time in the world to think of something,
but really, like,
what?
I don't know,
you do nothing. You do nothing, and you have nothing but time. You're the only person I know that's not really affected by anything.
Wait, what? Well...
You. None of this affects you.
It does affect me.
No, it doesn't.
My son doesn't get to go to school. My wife doesn't get to go to work.
Yeah.
I don't get to go anywhere.
Eh, I don't get to go to
the gym,
anyway.
Which I like to go to.
That's true. I saw you ordered a home thing.
I ordered a rowing machine.
Yeah, that's it.
Because
home row. So you can never go back to Orange Theory, or you think you'll do both?
To be honest, Mrs. Chibi wanted the rowing machine because she has no way of exercising. Forget about the whole virus thing right now. She's been looking for one for a while because she doesn't have time to go to a gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that there's a rowing machine standard called the Concept 2. And I didn't realize that it comes apart in 30 seconds. It basically breaks into half. And you can just keep it like vertical or put it in a closet. It's easy to put it back together and take it apart. I didn't realize that. Otherwise, I probably would have got one a while ago.
Do you already have it, or is it not showing up?
No, it's coming next week.
Okay, I want an update on how long it really takes you to fold it in half.
No. I watched the video on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And it's just some schlub, right? It's not like... fitness giant.
It's not a man of power like yourself. No,
it's just some dude. The video is of horrible quality. It's like the wrong aspect ratio. It was uploaded wrong, something. But the whole video is only 60 seconds. It's not even 60 seconds. And that is just a video of the guy taking it apart and then putting it back together again. So it's got to be, it's pretty fast.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Mrs. Chibi didn't believe me either when I told her. She said the same thing.
I was going to say, speaking of pretty fast, Shipwreck's also here.
I am.
Why?
I'm enjoying being on a teleconference without kids talking in the background the entire time.
We did a virtual happy hour today at my work, and my kids wouldn't even come on camera. I'm like, say hi to everybody. No. And they just walked away. As soon as they saw that I was on with other people, they went in their rooms and closed the door.
They didn't want to meet your friends.
That's the exact opposite reaction that my kids had.
Yeah. Give it time.
They are literally crawling all over me while I'm in meetings.
I mean, you know, because we're still going to be living like this, you know, 3-4 years from now. So it'll eventually change. Since this is our new normal.
I don't think it's our new normal.
It's our new normal. This is it forever. Get used to it.
Wombat, it doesn't sound like you're holding up too well.
How you doing? Yeah. How you doing, pal?
Oh, I'm near the end here, guys.
It's only been not even a week. It's been a week.
It's been like two weeks. I haven't been to work since the first week of March.
Okay.
They started telling us to be home. And now here it is. I went in 2 days, the first week of March. And I've been home ever since. So, it's insane.
But that's, you know, that's a reasonable amount of time for something like this. It's not 3 years, whatever you just said.
It's going to be 3-4 years.
I spaced out when you started.
No. I said Shipwreck's kids will be older in 3 or 4 years and it won't be as big a deal. This is forever.
Oh.
This is the new forever.
Well, I think we'll be better prepared next time. Especially
this is it. This is never ending. Like what we're in right now.
Of course,
there's no breaks.
This gonna be, of course, the
we're never gonna have available toilet paper ever.
I have what toilet paper is available. I bought more toilet paper. No problem.
I actually went to Target this week because we were out of everything, and I went in and they had only 4 packs of toilet paper, like 4 rolls.
Sure, okay.
And they were limiting it to 1 per customer.
Okay,
so I got
great.
4 more rolls of toilet paper.
How fast does that go through your house there?
It depends, because there have been days in the last 2 weeks, because, you know, here's the thing.
How much shitting is going on is really what I'm asking.
Well, you know, generally speaking, because I was doing it when I bought toilet paper, actually before all this happened, I bought a big, you know, 30 pack, because that's what I usually buy, and it lasts me forever.
Uh-huh.
And I buy the 30 pack, and I'm like, this is going to last forever, and I didn't even think about it when everyone started buying toilet paper like crazy, because I hadn't even opened it yet.
Right.
But now we're all home all the time.
Shitting and eating.
Like, you know, I and Shipwreck, I'm sure, is aware of this. You take a dump at work, you know, sometimes once a day, maybe. You take your work break dump. We all do it. And that's me and the missus. And I don't know if my kids poop at school. They probably don't, but you know.
No, I don't think I ever pooped at school in my time.
Yeah, I don't think I ever did either. So
I don't think not once.
I don't even know if they have toilet paper in schools.
I don't think they did. That was one of the reasons why I didn't do it.
So, you know, you take the extra poops per day into the house.
Right.
At least 2. And we're going through a roll of toilet paper like every 2 days.
That's crazy. You got to get it slow it down a little.
I know. I've been yelling at my son, first of all, because he's bad at it. He takes it and he wraps it around his arm like he's the fucking mummy.
He doesn't want to get any shit on his...
anywhere. Exactly. Like, I don't want my hand to actually...
I don't want shit on my body either. But.
I don't want my hand to touch my butt. I'm like, no, right. your hand is going in there and you get one square.
Right. Is it 2-ply
anyway,
at least?
Yes. Okay. No, I buy good quality stuff. I'm just saying. Anyway,
right.
That's what I have to say. This is it. This is how we live now.
Right.
This is normal. We're all going to hell.
Can I ask your daughter if she shits at school when she comes on later to talk about Animal Crossing?
Yeah. Yes. Like, you ruined the surprise, but yes, my daughter is going to be on the show later.
Right. It's not a surprise. We got to hook people in.
That's true. My daughter will be on the show. She's our special guest this week.
And you're going to find out if she shits at school.
I can't wait.
Stay tuned.
I can't wait for you to ask her that.
Remind me, because I'll forget.
You're a real gentleman.
It's important. See, this is why you need the Japanese ass washing toilet, because I definitely use less toilet paper because of it.
I believe you, but you can't even buy those anymore.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, those are sold out everywhere too.
Oh, people are fucking insane.
They're all crazy.
I bet you they haven't even installed them. It's just sitting in their house.
I don't know. It's just, I don't, it's...
It's crazy talk. But I was able to find toilet paper and...
Yeah. You know, they spread that information that you need to use acetaminophen and not ibuprofen, because ibuprofen doesn't work, although I've seen red mixed on both
those
things.
Work for what?
For if you get it. If you get it, you can only use acetaminophen. You can't use ibuprofen.
But you don't. Why do you even know that? You don't have it.
Because that's what they said on the news, and I walked into Target.
Oh, you're watching too much news, I think.
I walk into Target, and they literally, like, nothing. There was no Tylenol left on the shelves. But if you want Advil, you can have Advil for... You can have 17 Advil every day for the rest of your life. It's all available to buy.
Right.
Because, you know, one person on the news said Advil doesn't work.
Right. People are just sitting at home all day watching cable news about this and just freaking out a new way to freak themselves out.
I know. My best friend from high school had it.
Has Advil?
No, the Corona.
Oh, man.
So, you know, that's I've been checking in on him.
How's he doing?
He's doing all right. He thinks he's pretty much done with it.
Okay.
His wife, he thinks she has it now because she now has a fever.
Oh, man.
Both kids, he's pretty sure both kids had it first.
Oh, my God. What's happening?
Like, and that's how he got it. But
yikes.
Yeah. It's a real thing. It's serious business.
I know.
He's in New Jersey, though, so you don't have to worry about it. You're safe.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, we're not going anywhere for the most part, just to buy toilet paper.
Yeah, that was it. I went alone also, and I wore a face mask and rubber gloves.
Oh, you don't need to do that. It's like...
The mask fell off when I was in there.
Oh, my God.
I'm like...
Can I say something? Listen.
Did you pick it up off the floor and put it back
on
your face?
No, no, it was on the string. Like, it fell off the... like.
You just left it on the floor?
No. Did you not listen to what I just said? It's one of the ones with elastic.
Oh, so it hung.
So it just kind of like, you know, draped around my neck.
Okay.
It didn't hit the floor.
Let me say something. As someone who's lived in Japan, where...
Oh, I know it doesn't do anything.
Where face masks are commonplace during flu season and other seasons as well. But people wear them. But people wear them because they're... sick, and
they're sick, and so other people. I understand
right.
why people.
So, like those masks should go to the hospitals. You don't need to wear those to the supermarket. Give those to the hospital.
It's not the super kind for hospitals. It's a cheap.
They need anything though, because they have nothing.
I'll give them my used mask.
Well, no, but like if there's a lot of people out there who are got like boxes of these things because they're wearing them every time they go to the supermarket.
I have one
crazy.
For the four of us.
Right, it's fine. It's fine. I was pretty sure that you weren't one of the people with the boxes of masks.
No, I have one that we've had in the house for, I think, my wife gave it to me. She gave me this emergency kit when I was working in Manhattan. When the kids were born, when my daughter was born, and since I was working in the city, and she gave me this.
The story going to go anywhere? Because I have a feeling.
It's a kit for if your building is like attacked.
Right. And that's shitty. Some shitty mask is going to do something.
Yeah, it has like one shitty mask and some rubber gloves and like a glow stick.
That's
and,
what you
and
have.
A bag of water.
A glow stick.
It's just a mystery box.
Huh? It's a rave in a box.
It's just a mystery box.
Yeah.
Of random items.
It's like if your building is attacked by terrorists, this is what you're going to need.
This is what you want to go out with.
Right. Oh. So, yeah, you don't need to wear the mask at the supermarket. I mean, you're able to stay away from people, right?
Yeah, no, it's fine.
There's nobody there, right? Like, I mean, for the most part.
It was mostly empty
because
of the time of day I went.
Right.
And I don't go near people, generally speaking.
Right.
And I was there for maybe 25 minutes.
Right. Please, if you're not like, you know, if you have one mask at home, obviously that's fine. But like if you have a box of these and you're just, you know, cranking them out every time you go outside, please give those to a hospital. I mean, they're not helping you at all. Like unless you're sick, like that's why people wear them, to not get other people sick. Oh, whew, it's crazy out there.
It's crazy. It's weird. It's just weird. I don't like being home this much.
Right. It is crazy. Oh, speaking of being home this much, Mrs. Chibi made me buy a coffee machine, an espresso machine, because she likes
lattes. How's that?
She likes lattes. So we've had it for a week now. It's good. It's really good. Yeah. It's the DeLonghi Magnifica.
Sounds made up.
I paid $423 for it. It was on sale.
That's expensive.
I know, but it's normally a lot more. The cheapest, it was on sale at Amazon. And on Amazon, it was on sale, but it was $500. So this was on sale and even cheaper. But it's fantastic. You put the beans in it. It's no pod bullshit. You put the beans in on top. You push a button. The espresso comes out, and it's got a milk steamer and frother built in. And you do that in the pitcher, and you pour it, and you mix it together, and you got a latte or a cappuccino.
I don't make those, but I'm sure it's nice. I make coffee.
You don't like a latte?
No, I like coffee. We can make a pot of coffee that uses beans.
No, but I'm asking if you like a latte. I know that you can make a coffee. I'm asking if you like.
I prefer coffee to a latte.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
And my wife likes flavored coffee, which I'm not a huge fan of. But she also likes the Coffee Mate type creamers.
Right.
She likes the flavored creamers.
Right.
She likes the Starbucks ones. So now she just literally makes her – she used to get the white chocolate mocha coffee, she just makes that at home. I'm like, that's gross.
Right.
Also,
I agree.
I stand by that.
Right. That's not really coffee. That's just dessert in a cup.
Yeah. I drink coffee with skim milk and no sugar because that's how I roll.
I thought you were going to say black.
I drink black coffee.
Yes.
The only reason why I don't drink black coffee is because I don't like to wait for it to cool down.
How hot are you – do you have your Keurig set at?
I like my coffee hot, but just the right
amount
of hot.
The Keurig doesn't get that hot.
You can't just drink black coffee straight from the Keurig. That's too
I do.
Hot. Well, that's a problem you have.
Wait, what happened? What does he do?
He just makes the hot coffee right out of the machine and just guzzles it.
What do you do?
No, I wait for it to be, you know, cool enough so when I sip it, it doesn't burn my mouth off.
But I thought you just complained that it wasn't hot enough.
No, I was saying that it's too hot.
Oh.
That's why I put a little milk in it.
Too hot. Oh, wow.
So, you know, whatever. To each their own.
Right.
And shipwreck's unfeeling mouth innards.
I feel like the Keurig is not capable of being too hot.
Right. That's what I was thinking. Because mine think, well, yeah. I never
it's
read
not,
one.
It's not that it's not like it's cold when, you know, whatever.
I read a lot of reviews when I was shopping and no one ever was like, oh, this thing was making it too hot. It was always
I never
like,
said it made it too hot. I said it makes it so you have to, you know, like wait a couple of minutes for it to be
that's good, though.
Cool enough to drink black. Not
are you
like,
slamming
oh
a
my
lid
God.
On? Are you slamming a lid on it right away? Or
I don't
just
know.
Open
it doesn't,
it doesn't
open.
Matter. I've already decided I don't care about this conversation.
Nice.
Yeah. These I'll drink my coffee the way I continue. You know what else I've been doing lately, too? Because I've been home for breakfast. I've been having a bowl of cereal. Like, I like cornflakes.
Sure. And so does Ty.
So I eat my cornflakes, and what I'll do is I'll have my first cup of coffee. Then I'll have the bowl of cornflakes. And that's when I'll make my second cup of coffee, because if there's any milk left in the bowl, I use the cornflake milk in my coffee. Because I kind of like how that tastes.
Oh.
Well. I know. I'm just saying that's like a thing. I'm not saying that's for everybody. I'm not endorsing it. I'm saying if you want to try something weird or if you want to make sure you're not wasting milk. That's you know.
Wait, where's the leftover shortage. Milk coming from? From
it's
the cornflakes.
Coming out of the bowl of his cereal.
Why not just drink the milk?
Because I would rather have the milk because I'm going to make another
coffee.
Cup of coffee
got
anyway.
It, got it. You're saving the milk. You're
exactly. Yeah, I'm being frugal.
You can start a new wasteful. Trend perhaps with this. Is there a name for that at all?
Cereal milk? Yeah, they sell that.
No, but cereal milk coffee.
No, like cereal milk you could buy in a thing.
They sell cereal milk?
Yeah. It's a popular at the milk bar, Momofuku Milk Bar in Manhattan.
And what is it?
They sell it at the cereal bar in Manhattan.
Right.
The milk? No, it's a bakery. It's a famous
bakery.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not like they're not like packaging this up at Target and selling
cereal.
No,
not
milk.
Yet.
No, the same place. I got a shake at that place, and it was they literally took a slice of chocolate cake and put it in the shake, and then blended it in with the shake.
Yeah, it's a fancy place.
It was ridiculous.
But there are people that spend like $8 for cereal milk flavored milk. So I'm making it at home.
But what do you do with it? You just drink the milk like that?
No, I put it in my coffee.
The cereal milk. What do people do with the $8 cereal milk?
Yeah, they drink it. They buy it. Because I was at an office party once where it was catered by them and they had the bottles of the cereal milk. And one of my coworkers was like, you got to try the cereal milk. It's the best. And I'm like, this is kind of gross.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't like that idea at all.
Yeah. You don't be mad at me. I'm not making this up.
I'm mad at you for introducing me to this product.
Like, this isn't my thing. It's a thing that exists.
Right. You just know about it.
I just know about it. Speaking of, because we're getting long in the show and I wanted to do this now.
Yeah.
I got a mystery box from a show listener.
Because I can't wait to open up this mystery box.
Yeah. So we grab the box. Hold on.
Wait, who sent it? He's got the box is downstairs in the basement. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Isn't the box right next to him?
Sorry, I bumped into you like everything. No, I know there's a card in here somewhere.
Right.
But yeah, it's from... Oh, it's not on the front.
It's from Coronavirus.
Ah! No, oh, this is cool.
Oh, it's moist.
Yeah, I know. I want to get to the card. There you go. It's from Who Frog, Roger. Wombat, I hope you enjoy your random loot box. If I remember to pack everything, there should be a little something for everyone. The container in the Ziploc bag is local beeswax and oil finish for the boards I make. I promised no anthrax. Thanks for being awesome and providing me years of entertainment.
What do you do with that?
We'll find out.
Beeswax.
Yeah, I have
you
a new
that, right?
Fallout Brotherhood of Steel power armor statue.
Nice.
Nice.
I have a Tetris sticker set. Endless. The possibilities are endless, it says on the package.
There you go.
Until you stick it and then it's done, right?
A Marvel done. Thor Hot Wheel.
Wait,
with
what?
Swinging what? Mjolnir action? A Thor Hot
Thor,
Wheel.
Marvel Thor. Okay, I thought you said Marvel 4, and I was trying to figure out what that was.
How about some custom-made drink coasters made out of slate? So that's why, so they're nice and heavy, with the wombat on it.
Wait,
Rip
really?
Smart Banky's wombat engraved right on it.
Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That is the coolest thing I've ever seen. There's all sorts of stuff. There's some magic cards.
Wow, that's a good one.
And a Division II iron-on. An Uncharted little journal notepad. This is full of stuff. This is way too nice. Yeah. Some
you start journaling.
Stickers. Yeah, right? And here, wait. I think this is what the beeswax goes with.
Surfboard.
It's a cutting board.
Oh, wow. Nice.
With my last name engraved into it.
What?
It says knocked.
Wow, that's
engraved
so cool.
into the cutting board. This is the nicest thing I've ever received.
Wow.
I have to keep it forever, and I see the beeswax in there as well.
Wow.
This is very nice. I don't deserve it.
Wow, you can beat your kids with that cutting board.
Oh, that's what I will use it for first.
That's why you need the beeswax.
So thank you, Roger. Who Frog?
Who Frog?
Who Frog?
Got you all in check.
Put some of this stuff away.
Wow,
I love these coasters.
You can have your coffee cool right on top of this.
I can have my coffee cooled right on these slate coasters. It's going to be very exciting. Whew.
It's been an emotional roller coaster so far this show.
I know. I just clipped also when I said that too. So I apologize in advance, GP.
That's okay.
Okay. What's next?
Is there some show feedback?
Sure. Bickle had to say, I never expected to hear a discussion of Zhang Yimou on here. His films have such a gorgeous, distinctive look to them. The first one I saw was Judo, filmed in Technicolor and set in a dye factory, and the colors just pop. I'm sure I've watched To Live, but I can't remember a thing about it. House of Flying Daggers is one of my favorite films, period, and I have the Shadow Blu-ray sitting next to me, but haven't seen it yet. Also, a very sincere thanks for this show. I look forward to it every week, and this week it was a much-needed one-hour respite from the news. Hopefully this week is the same. I have also seen Judo, and Judo also ranks a 10 out of... No, it's like a 15 out of 10 on the depressing scale. So, Cheapy, I think you should watch that one.
Maybe. I've seen some of this guy's movies before.
I'm sure you have. Yeah. But the early Kung Fu movies
I like.
Yeah, the early dramas.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Are like depressing on top of... They're a depressing sandwich.
Yeah, Kung Fu. Kung Fu, yeah.
Yeah.
With the wires and stuff, you know?
Yes.
So they're like...
House of Flying Daggers.
Yeah, yeah. Shadow I watched. Yeah. We watched like half a Shadow, but something, I don't know. That one... Mm. So all these movies are so long, long now. It's like...
Yeah.
What else?
Ahsoka Toa has this to say about me and Batman. First off, Wombat was spot on with the movie analysis. Secondly, Frozen 2's music gets a lot better after you hear it for a while, though not as good as the original. I can actually say we listened to it the other day in the house. All four of us were sitting and doing our work at the same time together in the same room, and we listened to the Frozen 2 soundtrack, and it was nice.
It's good.
Yeah. Lastly, thought about doing more than one podcast a week during these pandemic times. I am very grateful for the weekly podcast, but I would love to hear more random thoughts from you guys during the week. Love the show, and thank you for the laughs and cool perspective. I don't think so.
No, that's it's not like we just have freed a bunch of time up for us to do these things now. Like, it's still the same amount of work to carve out this much time every week for us to do this.
Yeah.
except for Cheapy. Cheapy could do it whenever. I don't know why he's not podcasting.
Like all the time. Well, yeah, instead he's doing this, Cheapy's Wide World of Sports-like Stuff. Apparently people are requesting table tennis videos, Wombat.
People are so starved for live sports entertainment that I swear I've gotten requests to... I posted a clip from me and Ty playing, and then people are like, oh, we need to, where's the whole match? And then some people are like, oh, you have to live stream it. It's not even enough to just do the whole match. It has to be live.
I saw you did that on Twitch today. How'd that go?
Shitty. I could only get the resolution like 400p. It's not enough P's at all.
That is not enough P's. Ugh.
Look like garbage.
How about the flops?
Flops, I don't know. It doesn't tell you how many flops are going on. What kind of floppage? Stupid. But I bought a tripod and I got a stepladder, and I put the tripod on top of the stepladder. So I got this like great angle. It looks, I've never had a better production in my backyard for anything. So
that's saying something.
Right. So, I did invest $20 in that tripod. It came with a remote, a Bluetooth remote for starting and stopping the camera. What was I gonna say? I don't know. It's fun. I like doing that. So look forward to more of that. Hopefully that's what you meant by more podcasts.
Yes, that's what he means.
But the weather has to be good. That's the only problem. And the weather's been shitty, which is not great when you have to stay inside.
No, it stinks. Whatever.
It's like I made Ty go running with me, and it was like, 42 degrees out. It wasn't exactly like a beautiful day, like windy and shit, and he was dying. So it's
it's getting them outside is not as easy as I'd like it to be. Right. But anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's do Watch This Bitches.
Sure.
Been watching, anyone else watching Tiger King on Netflix? That's the new hotness.
I want to watch it. I hear everyone talking about it. Yeah. I have it set to go, but I haven't done it yet.
Do you know anything about it?
It's like a guy in Florida who had a tiger sanctuary or something, right?
Right. That's all you really need to know. And it's one of these documentaries where they're making a movie about one topic and then some other shit comes up, like capturing. I think it is. I mean, I've only watched 3 episodes, but that's my take on it right now. Like, capturing the Friedmans when, one of those things. So it's just crazy. And there's a lot of characters in it and, Florida man. It's a lot of Florida man in this. So I highly recommend it. And we went to one of those sanctuaries that's in the movie. McClatchy's, I think it's called.
Are you in it?
Or McSomethings. MacArthur's? I don't know. McSomethings. Oh. Am I in it? No, why would I be in it?
Because you were at the sanctuary when they were filming.
But I didn't say that at all.
That's what you said. You said it, I'm in it. And I was like, wow.
I star in it. I forgot. I'm the Tiger King. Spoiler. It's really good. Shipwreck, even you can watch this.
I don't have Netflix.
What?
So no, he can't. Yeah, he hasn't had Netflix in like a year.
But it's good. It's still good.
I don't think...
You don't believe
this me. This isn't the type of thing that'll go over well in my house either.
Though. Tiger King?
It's not family friendly.
It's not family friendly.
But the kids go to bed.
My wife is a vet. No, she doesn't want to deal with this.
It's not a... it's really... I'll finish watching it before I tell you how much about the tigers.
I think you may lose this one.
Yeah, but the tiger, I think the tigers may not be the big part of this, even though it's called Tiger King.
I think I have a pretty good feel on what Gretchen would think about this.
Right. I've only watched 3 episodes, and I think there's 8, so I really am not qualified to say. But it's fantastic. We watched 2 episodes in a row last night, which we never do for any show. So, yeah, Tiger King. It's good. I also, since Ty's home, I want to introduce him to various more serious types of movies, but not too serious because he's 12 and he won't pay attention and think it's boring. So I decided to watch Equilibrium with him, that like budget Matrix movie with Christian Bale.
Yeah, why?
Because it's got good action in it. It's got that 1984. They basically ripped off the story from 1984, but it's very digestible for a 12 or 13 year old. And even though it's R rated, and I looked it up on I've seen it before, but I looked it up on Common Sense Media, and they were basically saying it's really like it's like an anime.
I understand that, but why not watch The Matrix?
We saw The Matrix already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We saw The Matrix a couple months ago.
I just unwrapped the coasters.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
And there's a coaster of me. There's a coaster of the logo of the three of us where it says Cheap Ass Gamer on it.
Uh-huh.
There's a cheapy one and a shipwreck coaster.
Wow, you have the whole set.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm just letting you know a little update on the coasters as they were sitting here.
That's awesome. Like, yeah. I look forward to the pictures later. Yeah, so
we each have a coaster. No, not right now. Anyway,
he loved it. He loved Equilibrium. Oh. That's my 9.5 out of 10. Mm-hmm. And Gunkata.
Great.
Thank you.
40% on Rotten Tomatoes.
You're kidding. You're kidding. Really? 40? Yeah.
40.
Wow. I mean, I thought it was like good fun. I didn't think, 40 though. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty surprised. Mrs.
You know,
Chibi
movie.
Liked it.
You know, movie is not worth a 40 on Metacritic.
What?
X-Men: Dark Phoenix.
I don't think it has a 40, does it?
No, it's got to be like an 8. That's my guess. That movie is very bad.
That's the latest X-Men one?
Yeah, that was the last Fox X-Men movie.
Yeah, I decided not to watch that.
It was on the HBOs, right. So I watch it because, I like X-Men and movies, and I'm like, I'll give that a shot. I don't want to think about anything. And boy, ooh. So here's the thing. Shipwreck, how much do you know about the X-Men?
I'm not an expert, but I
terrible.
I go home. I know enough about the X-Men.
Okay, so like you have the X-Men and they're going to go, and then there's Magneto, and Magneto is like, "Oh, I got to stop Jean before the X-Men stop Jean because plot." And he's like, "I'm going to take my two best men with me. I'm going to take fill in the blanks."
Why don't you think I know about the X-Men?
Fine. Who are the two? Who should he take?
He's going to take Sabretooth, and he's going to take... Yeah. I mean, he's got a lot to choose from, really. He could really...
Yeah, he does.
He could take anybody. Lot. I mean...
For Jean Grey.
His daughter. Who's his daughter? What's her name again?
Scarlet Witch?
Yeah.
Scarlet Witch, because she's used by another movie franchise. Oh. But he could take Pyro. He could take the Blob. That would have been cool.
He's got a million.
He could take Juggernaut.
Toad.
Right. So who's in this movie?
Toad. I don't want him to take Toad.
He's got a guy with prehensile dreadlocks who was created just for this movie.
Oh, what's his name?
Oh, great.
I don't think they ever say his name.
Okay.
It's not like Dread or something?
And a lady with tattoos who they also never say her name, and I think she has psychic powers.
Are these created characters from that X-Men video game where you didn't get to play as an actual X-Men?
It might as well have been. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching, and I'm like, the whole point of this movie, literally, it's the whole point of this movie, is to see the X-Men and the characters. And you can be like, oh, that's so-and-so. Like, at one point, they actually do that with a little cameo, and you're like, ooh, that's cool. But then there's like a point in the movie where it actually makes sense to have real characters. And do they not stick that landing. It's right. It's a bad movie.
Right.
And that's this major fight scene. It's like 25 minutes. And that leads into the ending, too. So these characters are still there. I'm like, dude, dreadlock guy? Why?
Does he say Yaman ever in the movie?
I don't even think he has lines.
Wow.
But he's in the movie for like 40 minutes.
He stands around a lot?
Stands around and he like fights X-Men with his hair, which
I'm
think
gonna have
is
to check this out. This yeah. you've convinced me. You've sold me on hair guy.
Oh, you gotta see. It's like you watch the movie, like really? That's where they went, huh? But there you go.
I wonder X-Men if there Dark was just Phoenix. So many like restrictions on who they could use or something.
I don't know
because it's like the way the hair works. They could have gone with Toad. Like the jumping and the tongue. Like the same fighting style, really. So why not?
Is anybody that in love with Toad?
No, but at least you'd be like, oh, it's Toad. And maybe they could have like done him justice because they really hadn't in any of the other movies. But I don't know.
You got a 23 Rotten Tomatoes, by the way.
Oh, that movie's it's really bad.
And I'm checking Equilibrium because I don't believe that it has a 40. Oh,
it's got, it has a 40.
That it's got an audience not. Score of 81, though.
Come on. Yeah. Sure.
While Dark Phoenix only has an audience score of 64.
That's because that movie's bad. I thought we established this already.
But Equilibrium was good. I mean, it's not rocket science, but
Is it better than Yesterday?
I haven't seen that.
I saw that. I watched that this week. Well, but I know you watched it before and you tabled talking about it because I hadn't seen it yet.
Yes.
This is a movie that comes in at 63 on Rotten Tomatoes.
There you go.
That's about right, I guess.
Okay.
So here's the thing.
So it's like, so as Chibi, good as Equilibrium.
I want to say something to you.
Yes.
So let's say you were doing something that, you know, you're doing something, whatever it is you do. Let's say it's playing ping pong, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're playing ping pong, and let's say you did start streaming ping pong, and you're streaming ping pong, and it's really good, and someone walks up to you and says, hey, I know that you're faking it, because maybe you are. Let's say the secret is you're faking the ping pong.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're faking it, but it's great to see the ping pong get such a big audience. And I think it's really important that you keep the ping pong going.
Okay.
Do you keep doing the ping pong even though you're faking it because it serves a greater purpose? And even the people that know you're faking it want you to keep going?
Yeah, definitely. Right. I would do anything to keep, like, for any basically anything I would do to get ping pong more publicity, you know.
Well, you're just going straight to the end of this movie, huh?
I'm not. I'm just saying, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you just described the end of this movie.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
Of course, I would do anything that I wanted to get more people interested in. I would, you know, I would sacrifice a lot probably to do that if I thought I could do it well.
Even though you're faking it?
Yeah. As long as people enjoy it.
But the people who know you're faking it are endorsing you're faking it because they know it serves a greater purpose.
Like wrestling. Everybody knows it's fake, but they still enjoy it.
The poor Yesterday movie.
Oh.
Because the end makes no sense because of what happens in the middle.
The ending of that movie, they ended the movie. They did a 2 hours worth of singing Beatles songs, and then they're like,
we gotta end it somehow.
Yeah. We're out of Beatles songs. We gotta end this movie. I love the Beatles.
Who doesn't?
Some people don't, but I.
That's
but,
they're stupid though.
Yeah, but I wanted to like this movie. Like, Himesh Patel does a good job of singing Beatles songs.
Everyone in the movie is good, although I still think she's too pretty. But you know
that. It must be hard being Lily James.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I'm so ugly, and the man I love doesn't see me because I'm so ugly. And meanwhile, whenever she's on the screen's literally brighter because she's on it.
Right. So, like, there's literally radiant beams coming off of her every moment in this movie.
Every time she's on the screen, she's that charismatic on camera. But we're supposed to assume she's ugly the whole time. And I'm like,
Did they not know that they could throw glasses on her?
They gave her frizzy hair. Oh, me and my frizzy hair. He'll never love me. I'm like, no, he's just an idiot is really the problem.
Movie. That's a 2 hour long movie that I swear it took me 6 hours to watch.
Mm-hmm. And it could have been 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And I did. It's not like I hate it either. It's just like, I, why, what happened? Like
nothing.
That's funny. I'll skip that one.
You could, and yet you could still watch it. And I don't know. It won't matter in your life at all.
Right. I'm good. I'll watch Equilibrium.
In your life, you don't need to see this movie.
Right. Do. Oh, I forgot. We watched, I had Ty watch The Naked Gun, the first one.
How was it?
He liked it a lot.
Yeah.
He really liked it. It's good for a 12-year-old. That's pretty right.
Yeah.
Right there. Fart jokes. You got everything.
Pissed. Is that Attacked with a right Concrete Dildo? Anybody. That's in that one, right?
Which one?
Assault with a Concrete Dildo.
Yes.
That line makes me laugh every time.
Yeah, there's a lot of great lines. There's things in there that I didn't pick up on when I was younger and I watched it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm sure your son doesn't. Maybe he does know what a dildo is. I shouldn't assume.
I don't know.
I don't know what he keeps under the bed.
I tried to explain what trans was. He's like, I know what trans is, Dad. So he's like, all right.
All right. Enrico Palazzo, save the queen.
It was, he really liked it. He didn't, that's, you know, the best he part. He was apprehensive at first, but you know, from the opening credits, he was into it. Mm-hmm. It's like, what's happening? Where is it? What? Where is this thing going? Roller coaster? All right. Hey, let's talk about Untuck It.
Sure.
Yeah.
I like their wares.
Sure. Ever wonder why traditional button-ups look so long and baggy? That's because they were never meant to be worn that way. Untuck It shirts were specifically designed to be worn untucked. Untuck It is the original untucked shirt, and no matter your size or shape, their shirts are the perfect untucked length. So we were all able to shop at untuckit.com because they gave us some promotional credit. And I was definitely impressed with the variety of sizes that you could choose from. Like they've got every body type covered.
They even have fat guy for people like me.
They have short fat guy. They got, I don't know. Yeah, they do. Like they had like a lot of variations of everything. Mm-hmm. They had like, you could be like not that fit. And not that tall and not that fit, like everything, big variety. And I was able to buy two long sleeve shirts, which I wear only bust out on special occasions. And it was really a great experience. I would definitely recommend people checking out the website. And as a tall person who's slight of build, definitely makes shopping a lot easier to do it from untuckit.com. And not have to, you know, suffer at a store. They never have tall sizes, Wombat. I know you know about this problem.
It's my biggest problem.
Yeah. So you got to try Untuck It for yourself. Visit untuckit.com and use code CADCAST for 20% off your first order. They even offer free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S. That's UNTT.
UNTUCK.
I can read.
IT.com. Then say it again.
And spell. No. Now I'm not going to do it.
It's UNTUCKIT.com and promo code CADCAST for 20% off your first order.
Thank you, Wombat. I really can't read. That's the truth. Some shopping news. GameStop finally closed down their stores after really trying to drive home the message that they were an essential business and needed to stay open. Those letters were amazing, by the way, of their you know, governance trying to explain to the employees how they're an essential business. Did you read those at all?
It was pretty dumb.
It was pretty
because people need entertainment or some nonsense like that.
Pops. They need their got to get their pops and so clearance dumb. T-shirts.
If I'm in GameStop CEO's position,
yes.
I'm trying to keep the doors open too.
Of course that you have, but come on. I mean, I understand that you're accountable to the shareholders, but then again, you know, you're also accountable to humanity. And at the end of the day,
you're the GameStop CEO. You're not accountable to humanity.
But at the end of the day, like, you know, things aren't going that great for GameStop as it is.
I know that makes this even harder.
I know, but at that point, it's like,
we got to stay open.
At that point, it's like, come on. It's like, you know, it's like the Titanic and you're bailing water with one bucket. Like what's the point really? Just let everybody just drown. Send the people home. No, I mean, send the people home. That maybe wasn't the best analogy, but you know what I was trying to say. Or not. Nope. All right, should we do some new releases?
Well, hold on. Well, yeah, you start.
Let's okay. Oh, we off. Have to bring in our
ringer.
We have
to bring in a special guest.
Okay.
I'm texting her now.
Shipwreck, did you buy Doom? I'm just curious. Here.
I did buy Doom, but I have not had a chance to pick it up yet.
I have it.
I have not played it yet.
You're not going to get your curbside pickup of Doom?
No, it got sent to my house.
Oh.
I'm about a little more than halfway through. It's really good. I really like Doom a lot. But we'll talk about that more in a little bit. Here, let me move this box out of the way. Come here. Here, put here. We'll do this, do that. That might be better. Or here, wait, no, switch. Take that. And I'll take this. We're okay, setting
cheapy
up.
Cheapy, remember you had a question.
Wait. Can you? Okay, now she can hear you now. Lean to the mic. Say hello.
Hi.
Whoa, Sabrina.
Hi.
How you doing? Good. You gotta get really close to the microphone. Because
hi.
Because you know we're on a fake radio show here.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's there. So yeah, so you're here to talk about Animal Crossing, which you've been playing, right?
Yeah.
What do you think? First of all, how many hours would you say you've played of Animal Crossing?
I don't know. Like, I played maybe, like, 2 hours a day?
A day. 2 hours a day since it came out on
it
Friday.
Said, doesn't it say it on
daily
the...
daily login.
Doesn't it say it on the screen, like, when you load it up?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I feel like it probably does, and you might be trying to, like, keep some facts from us.
What?
Yeah, it's exactly what I would say. So you've played too much Animal Crossing, and what do you think?
It's really fun.
What do you like about it?
Well, I like catching, like, fish and, like, catching bugs, because it's really, like, meh.
What happens? So let's say you catch the fish. What do you do with the fish? I don't play Animal Crossing. I've played Animal Crossing before, but it really didn't stick with me.
I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing this week.
Oh, okay.
So I'm right here with the fish catching and the bug catching.
What's so good about fish catching? Like, what do you do with the fish once you catch it?
You can put them into the museum where Blathers is or whatever. It takes a while because you have to, like, talk to Tom Nook and it has to get built or whatever.
I remember things taking
a
while.
She's talking about build the museum itself.
Yes, no, I remember, like, Tom Nook and things taking a while and lots of text going by. Is there a lot of text going by, Sabrina?
Yeah.
On the screen? Yeah, and you have to push the button a lot because this is like... Rah, rah, rah.
I don't really read it most of the time.
Right, no.
There you go.
Nobody's got time for that.
You've taught her well, Wombat.
That's because I took his chair.
So you get the fish and then the fish go in a museum.
Yeah.
After you talk to Tom Nook a lot and a lot of time passes.
Yeah,
and then basically. And then that's it with the fish? You just look at them while they're on a wall?
Yeah, for the fish, you can also sell them.
Okay.
It depends on the rarity of the fish. Sometimes you can get like $1,000 bells.
And,
the
bugs, the same similar thing? You catch the bugs and that goes in a museum?
Yeah. I got most of the stuff in the museum because it's a museum and it gets placed there or whatever. I caught most of the stuff that are in the museum.
So you've almost completed it.
What makes this version of Animal Crossing different? You know, what can you do in this one that you couldn't do on the DS version, which I also know you've played way too much of?
Well, in the other one, there was like a certain amount of storage you can have and you also couldn't sell. So if you had something that you didn't want, you would just have to put it in your closet, and the closet only had like a certain amount. And in the new version, you can either sell, or if you want to keep something for later, you go into your house and you have a storage that has like infinite, and there's like, it's not like, you can't have too much stuff.
Interesting.
What about tools? What if you want like better tools? Do you just buy them or do you do something different?
There's a DIY workbench where you can make tools from like sticks and wood and iron. Iron's very rare actually though. So you usually get like a flimsy, like fishing rod or flimsy pickaxe. Not pickaxe. There's no pickaxe in this one. Only like an axe and shovel.
Well, now that you've caught almost all the fish and all the bugs, what do you do in the game?
Have to make a bigger town. So when you do things, you get Nook Miles, I think they're called. And for 2,000, you can get a ticket. And you can go to the Dodo Birds Airline. And you can go like to different islands. And sometimes there's like new people and you can invite them to your island.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, so far, well, I got two people and my dad got one person.
Nice.
Well, yeah. Right.
So you're playing this every day, right? This, you gotta
pretty
play.
Much. Well, there's a daily login. So, okay.
So at least
and there's daily challenges now too. That's new.
There is?
The Nook Miles Plus challenges up top.
Oh, well, they're not really daily challenges. I thought they stayed.
Well, you get 5 of them each day that are worth double the bells.
You tell Shipwreck what's what.
I feel like Shipwreck's put in a few hours into this.
I have put out in a few hours. Emmeline's been playing a lot with us too. This is like one of the first games that she's like really taking a controller and doing stuff with.
Can you play
ignoring
together?
Ignoring all the text. Yeah, you can play it up to 4 players local co-op.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's got some caveats to that. Because you're all on the same island, you don't all get individual islands.
Okay.
So whoever the first person to log in keeps it. The island master, uh-huh. I guess.
That would be Sabrina and my house, which I'm not happy about, but I'm stuck with this.
I'm the mayor. I got to build all the houses, but it's kind of bad because I like waste a lot of money building the houses for the rest of the people to live in. And I had to build my own house.
Yeah, I'm rolling in bells because Gretchen started up the island.
Well, when you get at night, what the heck? At night, there's like weird spiders that follow you around, and sometimes they will chase you and like kind of like kill you, but not really kill you. But basically, if you catch one, it is 8,000 bells for just one.
They're called
the tarantulas.
Oh,
yes. I forgot what they were called. I forgot. I blanked out.
What's going on with the ghost? I see a ghost.
Oh, if you talk to it, then you kind of scare it and the spirits go away or whatever. And if you catch him, he'll offer you something expensive or something new. And you have to choose one and he'll give you something like that. I chose something new. I forgot what I got for it, but I got something good. I can remember.
Well, that was helpful.
Yes, it was quite helpful. Oh, you have to catch the spirits to get them with the... There's 5 of them and you have to catch them with the net.
It sounds very interesting, but I know that there's so much nonsense you have to skip through in the beginning. Just so much text, right?
Like, well, when you're the mayor, you have to name the town. You have to talk to everyone. There's a lot of text.
So your dad had it easy. You went through all that, and then he just got to jump in.
I just get to run around, but I don't get to do anything. Like when we were building the Nook shop, I couldn't donate. I couldn't even start that mission. I don't have a ladder, so I can't go to the higher parts of the island.
Get you a ladder.
So get me a ladder.
You know a guy?
I can. I also, well, he didn't listen to me, but if you play during night, Blather's sister.
I got the
Celestine.
Magic wand.
Okay,
recipe.
Well, if you talk to her, then you get a magic wand recipe, and on the the note thingy that's next to the tent, it will tell you when a meteor shower is. And if you look up during a meteor shower and you see a shooting star and you hit A, you get a star fragment.
Wow, that's
the
lot.
Game has a lot going on.
Yeah,
there's
like
a lot new in the game.
Yeah,
too much going on.
What would you rate it out of 10? Is it a 10 out of 10?
Yeah.
Oh, and Cheapy, I think you had a question for Sabrina before we let her go back to her room.
Yeah, Sabrina, your father's very concerned about the toilet paper usage in the house because...
I think Elliot uses most of it.
That's what your father said.
Yeah.
And what your dad's trying to do is calculate, you know, the difference between now where everybody's home versus normal times where people are at school... People are at work. So he's trying to gauge the difference of pooping that's going on.
Well, don't you go to work and or school and go to the bathroom at school or work? So that's one less.
Well, I personally, when I was in second grade, I pooped on the floor and then I had to, it was in a private bathroom by myself. So nobody saw. But I pooped on the floor and then it was pretty big. So I had to pick it up with a paper towel and put it in the toilet. And I think that emotionally scarred me. So
that's
I never
great.
Made a poop in the bathroom again in my entire school career after that.
That's great.
So I skipped that whole experience.
Okay.
That's the right reaction. You two people have been emotionally scarred by this now.
Right.
GP.
So for me, even if, if I was going to school, I would not be pooping in the toilet at school. I would have to be at home.
Okay, then you do it at home.
Right. What about yourself?
I don't know.
You don't know if you go to the bathroom at school, if you poop at school?
I don't really care.
Right, that's a good answer. It's none of my business, really. But your father was really worried about the toilet paper usage. So we're trying to help him out.
Okay.
So... try to get your brother to use less if you can.
Well, Daddy already yelled at him for doing that.
Did he? What did he say?
Probably a few times.
What did he say?
Just like telling him to stop using so much toilet paper.
Right.
I don't know.
That's fine. Well, okay. That's good. All right. Well, thank you for your great review of Animal Crossing.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you could stay up. What time are you going to bed tonight? It's after 10. It's like 10:15 right now.
I don't go to bed.
You don't, because you don't have to wake up anytime. If you go to school, it's like you don't have a lot of schoolwork to do, right?
Well, I get a call from stupid group chats every like 2 a.m. sometimes.
Wait, what?
Some of my friends stay up really late and then they call group chats and then I wake up because I forget to turn my ringer off.
Wow. We didn't have these problems when we were kids. We didn't have these computer phones.
You mean friends?
Or friends.
You didn't have that problem when you were a kid?
I remember one of my friends calling my house and waking up my parents and cursing at them because that's how phones worked back in the day. You know, you didn't have your own phone in your pocket.
Well, like when daddy doesn't have a podcast, mommy and daddy go to sleep like really early. So that sucks because then when I try to go get like a snack or something, they yell at me for being up too late when it's like only like 9.
Right.
That does happen.
Right, right. That's on the night when we do a podcast, you're saying?
Well, no, on nights when we don't do a podcast.
Oh, so if we do more
when
podcasts.
When you do a podcast, I just sneak past and he doesn't even notice me.
You just said doo-doo.
Right, so if we do more podcasts, you have more free reign around the house.
True.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
So we'll just keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Sabrina.
Welcome.
All right, well, I was going to say go to bed, but maybe just don't go to bed.
Just tell her to go to her room.
I'm gonna finish watching The Flash for the second time.
Nice. Watch the original Flash. It's much better.
I'm watching it on Netflix. I already watched it once and I'm rewatching it.
The original one from the 90s?
No, on Netflix. Like the series.
No, that's too new. You gotta watch the classic one.
No, I like the new one.
Well, you watched that already though.
But I want to watch it again.
All right.
I'm also rewatching Supergirl.
All right. All right. Bye. Go away. Okay, no one wants to talk to you anymore.
Bye.
All right.
Yes.
So I'm thinking she poops at the school is what I'm thinking.
It's possible.
Sounds like it's happened, which is fine. Like
I'm also saying there are other reasons, like girls spend more time in the bathroom in school.
But not poop. I don't think they're pooping with each other.
No, there's other girl reasons to be in the bathroom.
Right, but I said pooping.
I'm not following you, Wombat.
Right. What the hell? What's of urinals? You're talking about urinals, right?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, that was fun. Mm-hmm.
That was fun. I hope.
Yeah. We have any more new releases? We talked about Doom.
Yep, Doom is great. Just to reiterate, it's really good. There's a lot of platforming in it. And I know people have been sort of like mixed on the platforming and the amount, because I think a lot of people weren't expecting it. I actually really like the platforming. So.
All right.
Also, don't forget to get the unicorn costume on Twitch. That's for you, Shipwreck, since you have the game.
Okay. And I have Twitch.
And you have Twitch. Right. And you have Amazon Prime.
And I like free things.
Yeah. You're going to want the unicorn costume. It's totally worth the free.
Right.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other new releases? I can't look at this list.
There's not a whole lot else on here. I mean, did you pick up a new VR system so you could play the new Half-Life?
I did not, obviously.
You didn't.
You can't even get one. They're all sold out.
Because everyone wants to play Half-Life.
I thought about that. $400 one, the Quest, but you can't even get that. You haven't been able to get that for months. I mean, I thought about it. I wasn't going to like buy it, but like I looked at the page, but you can't even buy it if you wanted to.
Well, thank goodness then that you bought a rowing machine instead.
The rowing machine, I'll get more usage out of and it's better for you. It's better for the family, I feel. I can take it outside even in nice weather and just do it on my deck. Right, my deck, my patio.
You didn't pick up Pooplers?
Pooplers? No, I did not. All I play is Call of Duty Warzone.
How's that going for you?
I like it. It's not, it's not a new release. I play with Ty. I try not to yell at Ty, but it's very hard. But he's getting better now, so.
You stopped inviting me, so I assume that, you know, you don't need me anymore.
Well, we haven't played. We haven't really been playing much.
That's okay. The new challenges for Fortnite came out today, so I started those.
Nice. Get them all.
I did pretty much all of them already. One of them required a friend, so I should give a shout out to, what's his name? Wait, I want to get it right. I don't want to. I'm like,
nailed
wait.
It.
Nailed it. I know I'm bad at this. You know, it's been a long day. I work hard. None of these things I'm saying are true.
I was going to say.
It's been a long day, I'm sure.
Right.
It has been a long day. I had meetings at 5:30 and 6:30. I had a 6:30 meeting.
Yeah.
It's people who work from home. They're like, the rules of time do not apply to
do not apply. No, it's so weird. ODX, I have to say thank you to him. He helped me with the friend challenge for this week's Fortnite. So thank
Fantastic.
You.
Fantastic.
You had to play 10 rounds with a friend. So there you go.
Wow. Whoa. Putting in the work.
Right. Yeah, and I also had to do damage from a helicopter. So we were able to kill two birds with one stone.
Doo-doo.
So he flew the helicopter while I did it, and I got the points.
Great. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
except the other guy.
No, I did it for him, but he didn't have the challenge unlocked yet. So even though he killed three people while I was flying a helicopter, which was fun. And you could play Flight of the Valkyries in the helicopter when you're flying. Right,
that's good. But it's Warzone's so good. Come on.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not saying they're so different from each other. I'm
so into Warzone.
Yeah. That's good. Keep playing.
Yeah.
Good. The new Borderlands DLC came out today, I think.
Yay.
Yeah, I saw an email about that.
All right, let's play that. Oh, so we're done with the thing?
Yeah,
we're into the multi-platform.
Oh, fantastic then.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the big news this week was today. Epic announced that they're a game publisher now, and they have new games, multi-platform games coming out from the people who made Control, Limbo, and The Last Guardian.
Great.
And also that they have a different publisher model, revenue share model than
they take all of it.
No, it's much more developer friendly. The developer keeps their IP. It's basically like a 50-50 profit split. So people seem to like that. Let's move on to Nintendo.
Nintendo.
The Nintendo Switch is actually a lot of things seem so. I went at my Target. I noticed, you know, they have a small case where they keep all the consoles, and it's almost always full, and there was only one thing left in it when I walked by it yesterday. So I think people are...
What was the one thing?
I don't even know. It was something small. I'm not sure what it was. Okay. Could have been a Switch. I can't imagine people going to like one of these mini Targets and thinking like, normally, like that's where they're going to buy their console from. But in this situation, current situation, I could see that for sure. Kids are fucking going crazy. Parents are like, I got to get some work done. How about an Xbox?
Oh, the rules do not apply anymore.
Right. Anything. Mm-hmm. Anything. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's good for it's good. The situation is probably pretty damn good for the video game industry. Talking about Warzone, like that definitely released at the right time. And Shanafan writes in because there was a new Nintendo Direct Mini today. He said they announced the Borderlands collection on Switch, and he wants to know if Shipwreck is going to pick it up.
Yeah, I will at some point. I don't know that they announced the price for it, and this is just the
full price. It's the Nintendo.
Yeah, it's going to be $60.
50 maybe 50.
For the three old games, not the newness.
No, I'm going to say maybe 50.
I'll pick it up when it gets into the $30 range that it's available everywhere else for.
Shipwreck, I just looked at the message that you sent when you said that you were sitting here waiting.
Oh yeah, you didn't look at the picture yet?
I didn't realize there was a picture to that.
Mhm.
it's just a graveyard of toys that's been strewn across the floor.
yeah, that is my house right now. It is every livable space, which we're like a third functional right now because our master bathroom is being remodeled. Our pretty much our entire first floor is being remodeled.
Right.
And so every foot in this house has like a toy thrown somewhere at it right at the moment.
Every little piece thing that like you can't even really walk through there because I mean you can, you'd have to like be careful and go like one, you know, jump. Good. Enjoy that.
It's a fun, I don't know, 12 hours a day that I'm home alone with the kids.
I am lucky that one, I only have one child and he's the perfect age, I think, for something like this. Like any, like much older, they would be going fucking crazy. And younger, they'd be going crazy. Now it's like kind of a chill time.
Yeah, like Sabrina, who you already heard, all she wants to do is watch The Flash and Supergirl on Netflix. That's it. When she's not doing her work. And there's the group chat. So it's not like her friends, you know.
I thought at first she was going to say it was the school was calling her for video lessons or something.
Ugh, no, they don't do that.
Neither does mine.
Although there was one of her friends didn't do any of the work and the teacher called her.
Oh my God. It's so little work too that they got. Ty finishes it before I even wake up, I think.
Yeah, it's Elliot is like 2 days ahead, and Sabrina, we know when she turns it in, so, you know, we're not going to let, you know, she's doing it. Let her keep on the schedule she's doing.
No, no, no.
Is your school doing the spring break thing that my school's doing? Or you
what is
know?
It doing? What are you doing?
You know, because they said they were going to go back on April 1st.
I don't think we're doing that.
Yeah. So today they announced that they're extending the date to April 12th, but they're using the new, really it's 10 days. Yeah. They're using what was supposed to be the spring break vacation for these 12 days. Uh-huh. So the kids aren't going to get any schoolwork during the after April 1st.
Okay. All right. But what about the actual vacation?
That's going to be school.
In theory.
In theory.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing.
I'm like, whatever.
I have no control over it. I know Nope. People are pissed. Some people like on the local Facebook page are pissed that we're not doing the virtual learning that a lot of schools are doing.
What's the virtual learning?
You know, they have the teachers come in over, all the kids are connected via Zoom and they do the class over Zoom.
Oh, Elliot did that once. There's no, like
they do it every day in New York City. I think they're doing it every day like that, doing like a school day.
Mm-mm.
I think, but we're not here, not in Long Island.
Mm-mm.
Some bullshit reason.
They don't need to.
What do you mean they don't need to? They're not doing any work though.
They are doing work. They have plenty of homework.
No, I'm just saying Ty finishes it in like 20 minutes. He's fucking done.
I'm sure
it's not because he's like brilliant. They probably don't give him very much.
Maybe they're just not giving him enough because we have
No, because I saw the other dad. So another dad complaining on Facebook that we're not doing the virtual learning and that my kid finishes the homework in 20 minutes. And what am I supposed to do? What, shouldn't he be doing something for the rest of the day? Am I supposed to be homeschooling him? The guy was like flipping out, which I, you know, I don't blame him.
Meanwhile, Elliot has to literally write a book on tigers and a PowerPoint presentation on Japan. And he's in third grade.
Wow. Ty can help him with the Japan one.
I already texted you with the questions about it.
Right. That's right.
That's right.
Text Ty, though.
Okay.
It's his heritage. It's his people.
Is it? It's his people.
Okay. It's his people. Oh, and the Star Wars Episode 1 Racer is getting a Nintendo Switch re-release for some reason.
It's a good game.
Yeah, okay. Great. let's do the CAG bag. Cause it's been a long day. Oh, this is a special CAG bag. Question from Mrs. Cheapy. For you guys. What's the least social distance situation you've been in this week?
I mean, probably just going to Target in general, but I did my best. So
like how many times was that 6-foot barrier breached, would you say, on your Target trip?
Oh, probably, you know what? I was aware of it because I had to grab something, a breakfast food. Right. And I went to go lean in to grab it, and there was someone in front of it.
Right.
And that's when I was like, oh, this is not a good idea. I mean, I'm sure it's you know,
right.
fine. But
right. Unless the person sneezes in your face.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, wait, I'm probably close. Right. And that's it. Again, right. I was out of my house for 25 minutes once in the last week.
Okay. So that's yours. Shipwreck?
I opened the door when the DoorDash person was outside one time.
You saw him?
Yeah, that was like the, oh, no, I didn't realize you were there. I was checking for a package, and you were setting
up. Oh, he was there. He was right there.
Yeah, well, I mean, the way DoorDash usually works when we're not in this situation is they, like, knock on your door, and then they hand you your food.
Right.
But now it's
they leave it.
They leave it on the porch.
Right. And they ring and run.
Ring and run, but surprise, you have food.
Right.
When you have no kitchen, that's how you eat.
Right. Yeah. That's pretty important. I'm glad that we have a kitchen. I was telling Mrs. Chibi the other day. Really helps.
Half more countertops are coming tomorrow.
Nice. I've been cooking a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of cooking.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. HelloFresh 5 times a week for me. For us.
I hate you both. I hate you both.
I made chicken cutlets that were excellent. I made 3 days worth of chicken cutlets in one night.
That's a lot of chicken cutlets.
Yeah. Well, you know, they make good, like, you could have it for lunch. We had it for another dinner because we're home. I made a meatloaf, a 3-pound meatloaf.
Right.
Like, I'm making that kind of food. Food that you can have, you know, over a couple of days.
I get it. But your kids aren't eating that, right?
Elliot eats both.
Okay, good.
Yeah. One of two will eat it.
Right. All right, so you've answered Mrs. Chibi's Cag Bag. They're not very frequent. Oh, and for me, I went to like the supermarket, but I'm very good at keeping 6 feet away, and you know, I'm sure, you know, I'm not getting close to anybody, and they're not sneezing. It's gonna be okay. Let's see which one. Oh, at Semi Frocky asks, when was the last time Shipwreck went to Target?
I maybe 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
Wow.
Is this a record?
Probably. Like, I'm not going anywhere. Like, I'm the furthest I have gotten from my house, like, in a couple weeks was I go outside and I run like a mile, but it's all in my cul-de-sac.
Right.
Because, like, I can't get to, like, my kids are inside the house.
Right, you don't want to get too far.
So, like, yeah, I'm just like running around in circles in my street.
Don't you long for a Target, though?
Well, yeah, I do, but I'm not. I'm trying to keep the social distancing.
But you could do that and still go to Target, pick up a few things.
But I don't need to. Like, it all comes to my house. Like,
right. But I feel I go a little crazy, stir crazy, though. Like, I need to.
Yeah, see, I can't get delivery of groceries to my house anymore.
Like, yeah, it's too booked up here.
It's too booked up. Otherwise, I would have done that. But I was literally out of everything because it had been 2 weeks.
Right.
So I had to get out. Our shopping list was 30 items.
Right.
It was crazy.
Let's see here. At Denbot,
you're cooking. My groceries don't go anywhere because I don't have any groceries.
That's true.
Right. Like, I have cooking. Like the snacks, but those, like, nobody's running out of fruit snacks apparently, other than me. Like every day,
those are coming through fine.
Yeah.
Denbot 91 writes in, asking, "Can Wombat recommend any new comic book series that's worth checking out?"
It's funny because at the beginning of March, or maybe end of February, my Marvel Unlimited, I renewed it for another year. I had debated it, and I'm like, but I use it. I read like 3 comic books a week. It pays for itself after you read 1 comic book a month. So, because comics are expensive. So, you know, I'm glad I did it because I've actually been reading more comics since I've been home. You know, I still recommend this stuff. If you haven't been reading Immortal Hulk, I still stand by reading Immortal Hulk. I know I've recommended that on the show before. I also recommend that to Shipwreck, who I know hasn't read any of it yet. But I think he would really like it. I think they were doing a promotion with one of the Marvel iPhone games where if you download it, they'll give you the first issue of Immortal Hulk for free. I saw that today on Twitter. I just don't know which game it is. I think it might have been the Match 3 Marvel game, Ship. So you may want to look into that.
Oh, yeah. It's on Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, a Marvel Puzzle Quest. You can get a free copy of Immortal Hulk. So check that out. You might like it. It's a good comic book. Yeah. I also like Champions and Guardians of the Galaxy and Ms. Marvel. And I think those are the ones that I'm going to say for today.
Any good comics about hand washing?
They're all about hand washing now.
My hands are so dry.
From washing?
Yeah. You know what the problem is? I've been using the dishwashing soap because it's just convenient because I got like one of those automatic dispensers. I don't think that was a good call because my knuckles are like all cracked like a like
soap an old and person. Water.
Soap and water.
Keep washing them hands.
Yep, I am. It's too much. No more skin left. Okay, here's a good question for Shipwreck because he knows things. This is also from at Denbot91. He got two in this week.
Wow.
Microsoft CEO recently spoke to CNBC feeling confident that the coronavirus will not cause supply issues for the Xbox Series X. Do you think we're actually going to see these next-gen consoles released this holiday season?
Yeah, I'm confident that the Xbox will release this holiday season.
Okay.
I don't have a strong feeling on the PlayStation 5 at the moment, just because their messaging is not as clear and they have not shown anything, right?
And they haven't really said that it's coming out this year, have they?
I don't know. I don't really remember at this point.
They're not doing much marketing on it, like really like consumer-faced marketing, only that like developer-focused stuff.
Right. So it would not surprise me if that's not coming out this year, but at the same time, I think it is still. I don't know, but I don't think the supply issues will be enough to not launch a console. Now, maybe they won't have as many at launch as what they would have, but from my understanding, like they're starting to get stuff back up and running in China now.
Right. All right.
So
good. We need new consoles.
Yeah, and to be honest, like they can fast track these because Microsoft has a lot of money and they can get to the front of the line.
Right. Yep. Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, I think that's it for today. I think we'll remind everybody that they should visit untuckit.com and use code CADCAST to get 20% off their first order. And also to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, of course, and at CAG Deals on Instagram. We're almost at 10,000 followers, I think. Getting there. Not really quite almost, but getting there. And big thanks to Sabrina for joining us today. We didn't really learn if she poops at school or not, but it's really none of our business. So great. We'll see you next week.
Bread's done.
The gun cutters. Through analysis of thousands of recorded gunfights, the cleric has determined that the geometric distribution of antagonists in any gun battle is a statistically predictable element.
The gun cutter treats the gun as a total weapon, each fluid position representing a maximum kill zone, inflicting maximum damage on the maximum number of opponents, while keeping the defender clear of the statistically traditional trajectories of return fire.
By the rote mastery of this art, your firing efficiency will rise by no less than 120%. The difference of a 63% increase to lethal proficiency makes the master of the gun cutters an adversary not to be taken lightly.